John, you're not a bad singer. This is Winfrey, co-host with Don Newsom of the Don and Win Show. And we're here for another Saturday to watch Don and I hang out our dirty laundry, get listeners' comments, and find out what the other side has to say to us. Don is busy, as usual, doing something. He's doing streams on his second stream. He's got another show, so he said he's going to be 3 minutes late. And so he turned it over to me. So now I've got to entertain you till Don shows up. You know, Don and I were having a very interesting discussion. Actually, I kind of chastised him, and it was regarding free will. And for those of you that have followed along this show, you know, one of the topics we sometimes discuss, have brought up, is service to self and service to others. And sometimes I believe people, when they think of service to self, don't quite grasp. I didn't grasp it, you know, so I don't expect other people to. They don't grasp what service to self actually is. It's easy to think of service to self as really mean people running around trying to control everybody else, putting people into slavery, you know, paying minimum wage and exploiting their help. And, of course, all those things are service to self, but there's aspects to service to self which are far more subtler than that. And oftentimes we don't see those aspects because we ourselves have those attributes. And if you're not willing to look at your own attribute, you won't see it in other people. And so if one really wants to grow, move through this realm, get to these higher places of spirits, one has to be rather, what is the word, cutthroat, ruthless with themselves. Those are not the best words. I guess high scrutiny. And look at one's habits very carefully, the way one conducts themselves with other people, and motivations behind those things, because it's in the very close observation of ourselves that we can grow. Because most of us have been stuck, are stuck, in our little boxes, or maybe even huge boxes. They don't have to be little, but we're still stuck, because until you freed yourself from this realm, there's always some layer upon layer upon layer of matrix, of belief system that is holding your own parameters in check. And, of course, it's easy to see how other people's parameters are held in check. We all can look at other people, but it's really hard to see our own. So that's where observation becomes so important, where you can then look or be open to the idea. You know how it's easy, you know, it's easy to see other people's weaknesses and faults and hang-ups, and other people can see yours, but you don't see yours. You can see theirs, they can see yours, but you don't see yours. They can't see theirs, but you can see theirs. So then it becomes like if two people are looking at each other's weaknesses, so to speak, how do you know they're right? How do you know the other person's observation is right? Have you ever been in a relationship where somebody is just sure they knew every reason and motivation about why you're doing everything, and you were absolutely sure that they were wrong, and you could see their motivations, and they were sure you were wrong? And that's kind of like a stalemate, because it's more complex than that. You know, in a relationship, in oneness, it's like it's all everybody's. It may look like that person's, but that person's is yours, and yours is theirs. And Don, are you there yet? Hello, Don. Don, I guess you're still under the table? All right. Well, in any case, let me just keep rambling on. You know, I was going to bring up a topic to talk about the Don in this particular aspect of service to self and service to others. And so I'll come back to it. And in the meantime, I will just tell you, I keep telling you this every week, but it's one of the more important things I'm doing, so I want to keep reiterating it, and that is these conference calls. And we're doing them actually now every night of the week, and there's no charge. And for those of you that have been tracking me, have read any of my websites, you know I've been talking to these group souls that supposedly are very huge and are pure energy and that can come into this realm as light energy. And they've been involved with evolution of mankind for eons, and they started talking to me. Well, I had voices talking to me. I didn't know they were who they said they were. It took me quite some time of scrutiny to figure out that they were who they said they were. At least I couldn't find another explanation for all the circumstances. And, you know, you're welcome to look up my website. You figure it out. And if you come up with another explanation, please email me. Let me know. But one of the websites is conversationswithmygirlfriend.com. Conversations with My Girlfriend, where suddenly I had this voice coming through two consecutive personal relationships that identified themselves as the Council of Elohim. And of course, you probably get tired hearing the story, but I suddenly have little miracles happening, predictions of the future, big miracles. Read the website. And then I said, how am I going to use this? Let's say they are who they say they are. How can I use this for the benefit of other people? So I asked them, if I do a conference call, will you guys be on the line? And they said they would. So then I started doing a conference call maybe 14 months ago. And actually, one of the first people on the call was somebody that heard me on the Don and Wynn show. And she's been on ever since. And she felt an energy when we did the call. And I'm kind of scientific. I said, well, I think I feel an energy too, but we'll just see over time. Well, we did keep doing it. And, you know, now there's 25 or 30 people that come on. Everyone feels this energy. I'll tell you what the format is, but at the very end, we kind of do. I don't like to use the word prayer, because prayer, I don't know what other word to use, so I'll use it, but I don't mean to align this with religion. But what we do is we create sending of the light, or expanding your hologram so that it'll include someone else's. And what happens is people are having miraculous things happen. And it's beyond, you know, statistically, it couldn't just be happening. People are having things that don't even know that the light was sent to them. People on the line are having things. And people are feeling an energy in their space. Can you feel an energy in your space right now?
Well, yes, I certainly can.
That's not an energy.
Hello.
My co-host.
Yes, how are you?
The
Don.
The renowned Don Newsom,
the Don,
the founder of BBS Radio, here in person, you know, coming out from under the rug, getting his next dream in order, okay?
That's right.
Yeah?
Well, we got the late night going. We've got a great show going on over there called Dream Path with Dennis and Jara. Fabulous show.
Well, don't tell them it's a fabulous show. They'll switch off of us.
Are you kidding? Why would they want to do that?
Well, I mean, curiosity. Of course, whenever one thing I've noticed is whenever we introduce a new show and I ask you what it's about, you never know. Or you don't want to tell us. What's Dream Path about, Don?
Well, it just started. None of us really know. I don't even know if they know.
Huh?
I don't even know if they know. I guess they, you know, you kind of, when you start a show, you kind of, you see what works, what doesn't, you have fun with it, and you build the show, and, you know, eventually you have some form of a rhythm.
Mm-hmm.
But until that rhythm is developed.
Well, Fred Bell has
like
a
us.
Rhythm.
Do we have rhythm?
I got rhythm. You got rhythm.
Well, they're certainly not. They're not going to be listening to any more of your music.
Oh, that was just me mocking Don, okay?
You know, so, it's good to be here with you, Wynn, and it's great to be here with our audience. Why? Because it's Saturday, and it's another day, and we're all alive, we're all happy, things change,
you know,
in the air.
There's only one good thing I can count on with the Don and Wynn show.
And what's that?
Your mother is listening. And I love your mother.
You know, I miss my mom and dad. You know, I spent a little time over there not too long ago, but
yeah.
I miss them. It's
mm-hmm.
It's not easy living away from your folks, no matter how old you get, I think.
Well, that's assuming you have a good relationship with your folks. I couldn't
leave
home.
That's true.
You see, that's the difference between you and me. That's why I'm so obnoxious and you're a nice guy, because you came from a good home, a good upbringing, and loving parents, and my mother was loving, and my father, you know what, I did forgive him. Did I ever tell you the story about my father, Don?
You did, but it was awesome.
My past life story with my father. This is a really good story.
Yeah,
this is really
yeah.
good. And this was a circumstance that happened to me 20 years ago, and it was a, you know, I read Edgar Cayce. Of course, I'm the author of the book, the principal author of The Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce. And if
that wasn't you, was it?
Huh?
Was that you?
No, that was not me. You know that. What are you jiving me? You know that wasn't me. www.caseysback.com. And,
oh, it's not Cayce's Got Back.
No, okay. Cayce's Back.
Back, right.
Yeah. And so I had read Edgar Cayce, and I always wanted to get a reading from someone who could read past lifetimes. And so I ran into this guy, or somebody recommended him, said he was awesome, and he could do anything. So I scheduled a reading from him. Did I tell you the story, Don? Did I tell you this?
You did. And, you know, I'm just, and I'm hearing you so clearly, and I'll bet you the audience is saying, you know, I've never heard Wynn and Don at such...
High volume level.
Well, no, even levels, and where we can hear them both clearly. I bet they're saying, what's going on over there? Are they actually getting their act together?
You turn me down so you can get the upper hand. I know how you are. You said if I turn Wynn down, no one will pay attention to him. It's a little intimate.
You know, it's our show was always to me the last show to have to worry about. Like, I always worried about everyone else and everyone else's shows, and I thought, you know,
yeah.
Our show can be what it is, when it is, and how it is, and I'll, you know, it'll just be that way until I, you know, am able to fix various things for our show to be optimal, and I just hadn't found the time, because it's a little different when you're trying to hook in me, callers, guests, hosts, all in the same, and running them through phone lines. It can be a little interesting with the feedbacks, the hums, the wires, all the frequencies and everything interfering with everything else. And when you got three stations...
No, people don't care about this. They just want to know, am I enjoying myself? I mean, is the time going fast or slow?
You know, the time's going fast.
Are Don and Wynn going to be going through a dark night of the soul experience tonight? Or are they going to be on top of it?
Well, why don't we, you know, let's air some dirty laundry. You ready?
Yeah, let me complain to you about violating my free will.
Yes. In fact,
okay?
Explain to our listeners why you, in fact, he phones me up the other day, and he was a little miffed, and I knew what he was miffed about right away, but I let him carry himself for about 30 minutes while he vented, and then I brought it up, and he said, yep, after saying, I bet you can't guess. So explain to him why you're so upset.
So Don has 50 radio show hosts.
68, I think. Is it 62 or 68? We're close.
If any of them are listening right now, I'm sharing this with you. This is nothing personal. But Don took the liberty of deciding that all his radio hosts should become
friends.
Close. And he sent...
Very, very, very close.
Everybody's email to everybody. He made a compiled email list, and he didn't ask anybody if that was okay. And so suddenly I'm getting emails from people, and I told Don, I said, you know, Don, it's not that I would have said no, but you should have asked me, because it's like, that's my email. How do you know I want everybody to have my email address?
Well, you see, I trust the host.
He sloughed it off by saying, well, I didn't have time, I was busy, I thought it would be a good thing, and, you know. And it was,
do you remember what else you told me about? You told me about some decision that you made that concerned something that I do in life, and you made a decision to do certain things certain ways. And I just let it go, because, but you didn't ask me. You didn't even consult me. You didn't ask me.
And in the end,
it's just something we talked about the other day, if you'll recall, where I kind of tend to look more like a bumpkin idiot, and you look like the spectacular guru that you are. And... but did you ask me or consult with me or anything? No. And then the same day you called.
Wait a second.
You're upset that I gave your email to the other hosts on our network, and you're the only host out of every single host that almost all of them have thanked me for this, because they realize that communicating and building that group energy, which you're so big about, is the important key. It's not always cut down the guy because he did something wrong. Look at the intent behind it. But you don't do that often. You're very quick.
I did not imply that you had a bad intent. In fact, I even thought it could have been innocent.
Well, I've discussed with the hosts, including yourself, that you should all work together. And I've discussed with the hosts that, in fact, many of them, that this is exactly, because most of them have been begging me to do that. And I finally, as I put out the BBS host newsletter, which was 8 pages, we do an 8-page newsletter, or just did an 8-page newsletter, which went out strictly to our hosts. I know we put out a couple pages for the regular newsletter and all these pages for the hosts, but the hosts are worth it. I mean, look at them. They're gold. I love each and every one of them. And I think... bear with me. I think it's prudent and effective when all hosts work together, because I'm trying... Look, I'm not just trying to have a radio program with news. I'm trying to build an energy, just like you talk about. Mm-hmm. But the energy will be more dynamic if the hosts respect each other, work together, talk together, find out what works, mm-hmm. what doesn't, and really start to use that resource, because you are all here on the same network with a similar type of energy, and many of you are starting to work together and starting to find out that there are massive rewards to doing so, whereas some of you are continually staying in your own hole or own cubby. One in particular that I speak to often, once a week on a radio program.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't listen to any of the shows. They listen to yours. All the hosts listen to the Don and Wynn show. You can ask many of them. I'll bet you they've listened to it. Have you listened to any of the other host shows?
Have I? I have listened to a couple.
In how long? But you see where I'm getting at. No, hold on. Here's where I'm getting at.
Wait. Listen, if Jay Leno went to his audience and said, okay, guys, I've got to watch all of your shows because you're watching. Now, this, I'm not Jay Leno, and it's not a good analogy. But, you know.
You might look like his chin.
I might look like his chin, right. You know, I don't force anybody to do anything. I don't want somebody to listen to the Donna Wynn Show to do me a favor. If we bring through something that's valuable, then people can listen. I don't have time. I'm working on projects.
Yes, you're.
All the
yeah.
time. I really am.
Isn't
my
everybody Wynn?
Projects.
Wynn.
As far as
everybody
I'm concerned for myself,
is.
My own projects are high priority. And I don't have enough hours in the day. And you know what? I know there's a lot of wonderful shows.
See, the problem, when
I
there's
know that.
Always
and
enough time in the day,
now,
always
don't.
For people. You notice right. how I'm always here? You know, people can phone me from 9 in the morning till 2 in the morning every day, Monday through Sunday. They'll find me here almost always. And you know what? And when I'm on the phone or getting on the radio or doing my business, I will stop to pick up the phone. I'll answer 3 phones at once. I'll talk to everybody.
Yeah,
and that's
because people are the most important thing. We have different personality types, Don. I've got an artistic type. I like withdraw. I get bugged by being around people. I'm not overly friendly, as you well know. And I mean, it's not because I don't like people, because I love people. It's that I find certain kinds of personal engagements with people don't work for me. They pull me off center, and that I'm working.
You let a lot pull you off center, it seems. You let a lot of the physicality of things really get to you, don't you?
No.
Let's talk about that. Let's get into that. Because we really, I mean, we could do a clearing for you or maybe help you out.
I don't need a clearing. I'm happy with the way I am.
Well, lay down.
Thank you very much.
You got a couch next to you or something you can lay down on, rest your head, honest. I'm going to give you a little session.
Well, wait a second. You're violating my free will again. You have to say, when would you like a session? Could I help you?
Well, you didn't. How do you know what kind of session is?
No.
You've already made assumptions.
Well, you didn't ask me. Don, you got to ask me.
All right, will you marry me?
Huh?
Anyways, we're about 22 minutes into the Don and Wynn Show, and we lost Wynn somewhere back there. We don't know where he is anymore, but he should be back with us shortly. We're hoping that he'll be back soon, Wynn free. He's my co-host.
Did you cut me off, son?
No, we're just waiting for my co-host to come back.
I see.
So, welcome to the show. Who are you?
You tried to get me on a couch to do a healing.
Who am I talking to?
This is Joe Edwards.
All right, Joe. What do you know?
So, listen. This is a good topic. Free will. I mean, hey, you know what? I've heard these idiot talk shows on AM radio get fired up for much dumber things than this.
Don't they? You know, I can't believe those people always getting angry at each other on the air, airing their dirty laundry. It's just insane.
Right.
I don't get it.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want any part of it. Do you?
Well, I don't want any part of what? Any part of what?
Are you back, Wynn?
I never left.
No, you've been gone a long time, my friend. But welcome back.
So anybody out there in our audience want to make any comments about free will, the subtlety of it, your own experience with it? Hopefully Don won't make fun of you like he does with me.
They could.
But if he does, you can live with it, you know. what's our phone number, Don?
Well, unfortunately, they're not going to be able to call in during this program, only because we're on a digital line, and I didn't have a chance to make the switch over so I can break.
Is that why my voice is better?
That's why your voice is better, because I'm not using any external device to come in. I'm breaking. I'm actually hooked right into the hybrid.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Sounds nice, doesn't it? You want me to sing?
You want to sing?
I'm a good singer.
Go ahead, sing.
I actually, I could sing a song my brother wrote when he was young. I think he was like seven or eight. Let's see if I can remember it. Started out when?
Started out?
Yeah.
I don't know what song your brother sang when he was eight.
No, but I'm sure it was a song of pleasure.
Mm-hmm. It was probably, my brother stole my fire engine.
No. He it was because he was, well, he was eight before he was seven, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's that voice in the background there, Don?
You know, that's the other schedule. You can hear a few
you
people.
Mean we have to hear the other schedule now?
Well, I need to hear it so that I know that if I don't hear it, something's wrong. I need to have something going in the background so I know voices are going and everything seems to be working. Mm-hmm. When I stop hearing voices, then I'm in trouble. Now, how would you like to have that for a job?
Because you stop hearing voices, you're in trouble?
That's right.
Listen. Every one of your damn every one of your damn hosts hears voices.
Well, you know, it's
you're in good company.
I'm in great company. You know, I've had a lot of
including your co-host.
You know, I've heard a lot of people. You know, a guy phones me up today, and which was interesting because. He phones out of the blue. He was a bit shaken. Excuse me. Bear with me. He was a bit shaken, not really stirred, but a bit shaken. And what he was telling me is he saw this incredible UFO sighting the other day with his coworkers. And he's an artist, and he said he's been seeing UFOs for many years, but yesterday he and his coworker and a bunch of people saw one. Just, it was in huge. And he was a little bit shaken, called me up, started talking to me about it and everything. But he might be on tonight. You'll be able to hear him call into As You Wish with James Gilliland. But
did he see the UFO?
Yeah, he saw many. He'll describe them all and what all occurred. And
What city?
West Virginia. West Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Name's Joe. And you'll be hearing about them. But I guess it's becoming a pretty widespread phenomenon, folks.
Okay.
And a lot of strange things are occurring electrically. Electrically, politically, environmentally, things are starting to change particularly. So it's we're getting into some interesting times here. And... this is going to be a very interesting year. I think we're just starting into one spectacularly awesome year.
Mm-hmm. Right. I see.
What do you think?
I think I spoke for 5 minutes while I was waiting for you. I think you now have to speak for 5 minutes. And we'll listen to you.
Well, you know, I'm happy when we got some great, great situations that are arising all throughout the world with people, situations. And I'm getting a big whiff of it, let's say. And it's really making me happy. When you hear some of the feedback that's going on in the government, some of the feedback that's going on behind the scenes with some of these people, and you actually get a chance to talk to them like I have, it's pretty interesting. I mean, there's a lot of interesting movement
so what's going
shaking
on, what's
up.
Going, what's going on? What do you hear?
Well, again, I don't like to talk about it because I can't verify a lot of it. Unless I can verify a lot of it, it's you know, me blowing it over the airwaves might be... foolish.
It's not controversial, is it?
Well, yeah, much of it is.
Oh, well, then don't talk about it.
Yeah.
I wasn't supposed to say anything for 5 minutes, but I just violated my code of ethics.
And my free will.
Well, you answered my question. I didn't violate your free will.
You're violating it now.
I'm your co-host. Wait a second. I'm not your co-host. You're my co-host.
Well, you know, it's a shame we can't take calls. We might be able to if someone wants to try.
Yeah, usually someone feels sorry for us enough and tries to save us.
We could use saving right now, folks.
Where's your aunt? Where's your aunt when we need her?
You know, we're going to start a new project here on BBS Radio as well. It's going to be one where we're going to try to put together a bunch of the seminars, conventions, cruises, trips, gatherings. You know, everybody has a great event. But, no, you know, so it's going to be nice to post some of those events that are coming all around the world. There's a lot of them coming. A lot of great courses, classes, conventions. You know, if people are out there and they have a little time, I know time is a tough commodity, but if you have it, get out there to some of these conventions, because the people you're going to meet and some of the products you're going to see and the things you're going to hear, it might just be the change that you need and your family needs. If bring your whole family out to these things. Start getting involved in what's going on in your neighborhood and into the political, because the turning point's now, and we can.
John, somebody's calling us.
PBS Radio.
Hey, I'll save you guys.
You'll save us.
I'll go on your show. I'll save you. Troika.
Hi, Troika.
Hi, Troika. Is that Troika St. Germain?
It is, but she can't hear you. Hold on. Let's see. Okay, can everybody hear each other?
I don't know. Can you hear me?
Can you hear her?
I can hear Troika.
You can hear each other now? Imagine this. I got a headphone set next to a phone with a microphone next to it. So I got this telephone, headphone set, and a microphone all next to each other, all trying to feed into each other. And
you bitch about my phone. I'm gonna get my corded phone.
Hey, Don.
Yes.
Did
Sorry,
you know?
Every time I hold the mic too close to the left earpiece,
uh-huh.
I get wax.
You get feedback.
Don.
Yes.
Yeah, Don, did you know? Troika has the only line of cosmetics that's guaranteed to turn your face purple.
Purple, but yes, it does change your aura to purple.
Did you know that about her, Don? You don't listen to her show. You just
brothers to each other on the phone.
Well, we can be, can't we? You know, Wynn and I have been like this since we met.
And as a BBS radio host, I love the fact that you sent us all each other's emails. So Wynn.
I didn't think. Now wait a second. I didn't say it was a bad thing.
He violated.
There we go. We got the applause out there. We just gave the audience an applause. We love you. You're right on, ma'am. Right on. What can we do for you?
Me, if he could give out my email either. But you know what, Wynn? I thought it was a great idea and worth the fact that he didn't ask me, that he just took the initiative and did it.
Yep, all the hosts, I have got emails from probably 60% of the hosts just thanking me profusely.
Mm-hmm.
And the rest have either called me, and there's a few that...
But you got mine because I just did a reply all, and I don't know if yours was in there, but the first thing I said was, how wonderful of Don to hook us all up when I wrote to everybody else.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I thought
it's going to be great. I'm going to have some of the ones that want to play with me, I'm going to have them on my show, and they'll be on, and I'll be on theirs, and I think it'll be great.
I agree.
But you see, you just called us, and you're on our show.
What's that, Wynn?
She didn't even have to, we didn't have to schedule her. She's on the show. Troika, can you hear me?
Yeah, sort of.
Why don't you tell our audience about your show, okay?
My show? Well, my show is fabulous, if I must say so myself. And obviously, since no one's written feedback on me, I must say so myself.
Yeah, Troika. You're just like Don. No wonder you guys get along.
My show is called Ascension Secrets of Saint Germain. Mm-hmm. I'm very lucky to be well connected with Ascended Master Saint Germain and have been through my whole life. And
now he talks to you, right?
Yes, he does.
You have like conversations.
We do, and sometimes.
By the way, folks, remember I said all Don's coasts have voices,
yes.
Right? Here we go. We have an example. Drake of Saint Germain is talking to Saint Germain, right?
Yes.
Now. Tell me, Trika.
It's always about the voices, Wynn.
It's always about the voices.
Does he whisper in your ears or in your brain?
Does he whisper in my ears or what?
Or in your brain.
Or your brain. Do you hear like a voice in your brain? In your head?
Is it like you thinking? More telepathic.
It's telepathic?
There have been a few times when I've actually heard words like like someone speaking to me outside of myself.
Mm-hmm.
That's a strange feeling, too. I've had that.
Does he speak in words or concepts?
Both.
Now, how did you figure out that this is a good question. This is a serious question.
All right.
How did you figure out that this voice was actually Saint Germain?
Well, because when I was a little girl, I did not have the veils of forgetfulness and the separation between the dimensions that most of us have. And so for 9 years, I was around the guys, as I call them, although there's a lot of chicks there, too, like Mary and Kuan Yin, et cetera. But, you know, being feminine, I kind of hang out with the guys more, so I call them the boys or the guys. And
the guys on the other side.
Yes, meaning the Ascended Masters. And I just hung out with them every single day. I was able to literally walk physically through a wall in my bedroom. And see, I have more than just voices.
Wow, that's... tell us about that. Explain. I want to know about that experience.
Well, it was something that I just did every day. I had in my bedroom, the closet I had was another small room. And it had a window in it and all of that. And I would come home from grammar school, and I would go into my bedroom and close the door, and then I would go into my closet and close the door. I discovered that there was a portal, an interdimensional portal in that closet, and it was behind a bookshelf. And I would just kind of drag the bookshelf.
You're talking like that movie, what's that new movie that came out with the kid, Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe?
Yes, very similar to that.
Which movie is it?
And I would get on my hands and knees, and I would crawl on the floor behind the bookshelf and just continue through the wall. And when I went through the wall, I was in the higher dimensions.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Now,
was your body still in the closet?
Similar to The Last Supper, only even bigger.
Wait a second, Trika. Was your body still in the closet, or were you astral traveling, or did your body move through the wall?
Because there was no one there to watch me do it. So I do not know, honestly, if I left my body in the third dimension in my closet and just my spirit went through the wall, or if I physically went through it. The sensation that I had was that I literally physically went through the wall, took my body with me. And when I was on the other side, I was still in my little five-year-old body.
You know what? There's a lot of stores and books named after your experience. Have you seen them? They're called Out of the Closet.
No. Oh, you mean all the gay books?
Never mind. I'm kidding you.
Kind of closet. But anyway, I'd hang out and we would talk and discuss things and all, and I knew that they were my family, you know, my true family, and not those people in the house that thought they were my parents, because, you know, I thought earthlings were very weird. And then there'd become a certain period of time when I would feel a tugging that I had to go back to the third dimension. And I would just go back, and I would come back through the closet, through the wall, and be in my closet again. And this went on until I was about 9 or 10 years old. So I knew I didn't know the names of the masters at that time. I just, as a kid and as energy, you just know who everybody is, and names aren't necessary. They don't really have names on the other side. They create names for our identification purposes.
I agree.
It's the third dimension that wants to have a name for everything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I knew this person and this energy and this appearance, you know, from the time I was a little girl. I did not know his name until the 1980s when... Because after about 10, when I was about 10, the veil started coming down again, and I had to be third dimensional like everybody else, but with a little memory of, a faint memory that I used to do something extraordinary. I couldn't quite put my finger on it. And then but I stayed on a spiritual path, and I was involved with metaphysics and anything of interest spiritually, you know, color healing and acupuncture and animal communication and anything that I could get my hands on, I studied throughout my whole life. And then in the 80s, I discovered Saint Germain as a name. The first time I heard his name, I was in Pasadena at the Alexandria bookstore on Lake Street, and two ladies were on the other side of the bookshelf, and I heard them say Saint Germain. And when I heard the name, it was like my whole body just had this knee-jerk reaction, and it was sort of like search and find, seek and find. You know, it became a very automatic, robotic thing. I ran over to the other side of the bookshelf where they were, and I said, "Who's Saint Germain? Tell me about Saint Germain. I have to know everything about Saint Germain." And of course, I freaked them out. They just looked at me, you know, with deer in the headlight eyes, dropped the book, and ran out of the store. I picked up the book, and it was Unveiled Mysteries by Godfrey Ray King about Saint Germain. And that's when I found out on a third dimensional reality who that person that I was with all my life was. Because there was a picture, and I went, "Oh, that's my guy," you know. And So that's how I know it's Saint Germain.
That's a good story. Now, Draika, I have a question for you. You know, with Saint Germain, if Don is good and I'm good, and we take a serious moment, would Saint Germain like to say hello to our audience?
Oh gosh. I haven't mocked this up. I could do that sometime. You know, kind of putting. I call basically.
You can say no. Don't feel like I'm
some squabbling. Well,
pardon me.
I need to be quiet for a few minutes to kind of
Don?
Pull him in. And
Don,
it's not good to have dead air on the show.
I could do Ohm.
I want
to it's okay to have dead air. You know that? Are you guys that are listening willing to be quiet for a couple? Have us be quiet for a couple of minutes and have Saint Germain say hello. Don, are you on the line?
I am, but hold on.
Wait a second, Don, you have to concentrate with me.
I know, but see, they want to play a track on the other schedule, so I have to put the track on.
Well, when you put it on, we'll come back. We're not going to start this until you come back. We have to be very quiet, okay?
Okay, we've got to be very quiet.
We're going
to
do something really special.
You guys don't have to be quiet. I just have to be quiet.
In fact, I'm going to do something. I'm going to switch you guys into the system, and we'll do... Hold on, stay with me. This will be fun.
He's going to switch us into the system. Draika, are you there? Hello? Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. Sorry. Folks, I apologize for that. That was just a miscreation.
Don?
Yes, Wynn, hold on. I'll be right back. I'll let you guys talk here for a second.
Oh, jeez. He's so manic.
So, Wynn, why do you give him such a hard time? I used to think it was the other way around, that Don gave you the hard time, but now
for quite a few months, Trika?
I have to admit, you're the one that gives him the hard time.
No. For quite a few months, he gave me the hard time, and I said the best offense is a good offense. Really.
But you guys shouldn't be on each other's defense at all.
Well, I can't help it. That's the way he is.
Nice.
You know, huh? I do like him, but he is the way he is. So we start off the show. People tell us they like our show, you know, because we're off the wall, and anything can happen, and does. And so I just accept it. It's the way it is. It's our flow. It's our way of getting into a flow. And, you know, I love Don.
You're just you're like most of the TV sitcoms that are popular. You're functional together.
Now, we're dysfunctional together?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not usually this way. In fact, I was on Steve Rother's. You know Steve Rother? Lightworker.com. You know, he channels. He's been doing it for 12 years. He's got a worldwide following.
I'm hearing him. He's doing in the background and barely hearing you.
Yeah, I was on Steve Rother's streaming video show, and somebody saw me and they said, "Is that the same guy that's on the Don and Wynn show?"
I'm back.
Hello, Don.
But
hi. Sorry. I'm going to have to, they're going to be back on the air in about 2 minutes. So if you'll hold with me, it'll just be another couple minutes.
Okay.
Thank you.
What's been going on while Wynn and I have been talking?
Oh, we're just playing a song over on the other schedule. They're taking a break. So, and my assistant isn't here today. So it's interesting.
So what's going on your show?
You know, I've been trying to ask Wynn that since we started this show. Oh, hold on. I'll be back here in a minute.
Okay.
Wynn?
So are we on, Wynn?
Oh, yes, we're on.
We're on, Trika. We're on with Don in the background and all these clicky sounds.
All right.
So.
Gosh, we're all totally dysfunctional then right now.
We're totally dysfunctional, but, you know.
Instead of calling the show.
At least Don is not drinking again.
Reaver, yes. Instead of calling it the Don and Wynn show, you should call it the Dysfunctional Zany Show.
Junior Metaphysics.
I think they have somebody called Zany.
Metaphysical Juniors?
But you know what? Our shows are different. They're always different.
I know, because you guys just. Well, and so's mine. My show's always been different, because I plan my show about 5 minutes before Don calls. It's like, oh, my God, it's almost 8. I have a show to do.
So, you know what?
I have a guest. I have a vague idea of what we're going to do because I know the guest and what we're going to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Don't have a guest. Just start rambling. I have to admit it. I just ramble. Mm-hmm. And that's why I always and pray that people will call in and ask me questions. Cause,
okay, here we go. Five, four,
the thing with you saying to me,
one,
Bane, come through and say something to the audience, I'm not a channel. I don't channel like, you know, go into the trance and out comes the fancy voice and the this
no,
and
he,
that.
He,
and
he's
the,
like, he, well, he,
I'm back,
he,
sorry.
He could say something to you and you could repeat it, right?
Well, yeah, but it would be just real basic, you know. Just.
But, you know, most of the time, people that are on the other side love the opportunity
to communicate.
Just
like you and I are having. It's not these esoteric, vaulted dissertations that he gives.
Yeah, no, I'm not expecting that. I think.
It's more, the way I work is I'm more question-oriented. If someone, like when I do my sessions for people, you know, and I, of course, I have about a 15 or 20 minute preparation that I go into and make sure that, you know, I feel very connected with Saint Germain and that he's there and that we're talking and all of that. Because, you know, he doesn't hang around the house all the time. He's busy off saving the world. So you know, when we're going to do a session, then he knows it and I know it and we do it. But even then, it's question oriented. I always tell the person, okay, have questions and ask him, you know, and stuff.
Well, I can ask a question.
All right.
Should I ask a question?
Sure.
But listen, I really think, Don, are you on the line?
I'm here, my friend.
Don, if we're going to do this, I need you to sit still and not jump off, because we've got to hold the energies stable. Can you do that?
I can do that.
You can. Because we're going to ask a question to Saint Germain, okay? So let's keep our energies worthy of having a serious answer.
Well,
okay.
Don't expect him to always be serious, but, you know.
He doesn't have to be serious, but at least we'll approach him
he
seriously.
He has a great sense of humor, you know.
He does.
Wins big on the serious.
I know.
Now Don is off the phone again. Where do you go?
I'm right here, Win. Yeah, I'm right here.
Sit still.
Oh, I am
okay.
Still. I'm not moving. My toes are twitching,
okay.
But.
Okay. So, I'd like to ask Saint Germain if he enjoys communicating to our radio audience.
Oh, he enjoys communication of all forms. And actually he's having quite fun with my radio show.
He is?
In fact, he's the one that set up for me to be on radio. I don't know if I told you this or not, Wynn, but I went to Hawaii in August, and 2 weeks before I left on the trip, he told me, just out of the blue, he says, when you return from Hawaii, you will be on radio and television. And I went, okay. When I came back from Hawaii, 2 weeks after I came back from Hawaii, a radio show on a different network.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just totally set up and handed to me. And then I was on that station for 15 months, and 15 weeks, and realized it wasn't the sharpest knife in the drawer. And but I'm very grateful because, you know, I got used to being on the radio and all of that through them with nobody listening, so it was really safe.
Mm-hmm.
And then you and I started talking, and you told me about BBS and Dawn and all of that, and now I'm on this one. So,
thank God you are, because I got to tell you, Troika, I love you.
Oh,
and
thank
I,
you. I and love you guys, both of you.
I felt an affinity with you instantly.
Uh-huh.
And I love Saint Germain, so, I mean, that has been a given since my birth, I think.
Troika, that was you talking, right? That wasn't Saint Germain, right?
Well, my story about being on the radio, but yes, your question was, does Saint Germain enjoy talking to the listeners and communicating through radio? And I said, yes, he does, very much so, and he's really enjoying the fact that I have the show. And then that triggered my memory that he was the one that set up the show for me.
Right.
And made it all possible. So the question is, yes, he definitely enjoys the whole radio
now,
thing.
I would like to ask him the question. And the question is,
and when I give you an answer, of course it sounds like me because.
Oh, yeah, that's okay. You can just, I know it sounds like you, but just say that's him speaking through you or with you, and you're repeating him or whatever. You can say that. I just want to clarify the difference.
Well, we go back and forth. We went back and forth. The answer about yes, he enjoys the medium and doing that, and he set up the show for me, that was him. And then it was me saying, oh, yeah, this is the story of how he set it up for me and about him telling me that.
Now is he good at counseling people? Like, what do people ask questions about? He's pretty wise, isn't he?
Oh, he's very smart, yes.
Very smart.
Very intellectual. Very erudite.
So I'd like to ask him.
Also very, he's everything, you know. There's nothing that he is not.
Could I ask, like, what does he think of the Don and Wynn show?
Yeah, and you should be asking me that. Uh, Hey, you know, I have a good idea.
His answer to that is you know, is a smirk and I always enjoy a good farce.
Well, you know what? I love the fact that we're probably entertaining people on the planet and people off the planet. You know, if we since we got to close out here, I'd love it if you would pull in Saint Germain and we could all call in the light and get that, all of us having a wonderful, loving energy we could send out to our audience, because we've got quite the audience picking up. Of course, we're heading into Dr. Fred Bell's famous Health, Science, and Energy show.
How many listeners do we have, Don?
How many listeners do we have? Well, we've got my mother, my father, and maybe someone you know.
Right. Okay. Well, let me tell Saint Germain that I really thank him for his comment. And sometime, if Troika comes on, and by the way, for you hosts, if you hosts are listening, you don't have to schedule an appointment with us. Just call and save us. Because otherwise, I have to sit with my co-host all night. And he has to sit with me. And so we love to have you join us. Unless it's one of those nights.
Good. We just don't want to seem weird.
So pathetic. I call in. And then just about then, Wynn said, can anyone call in? And you said no, because now I'm patched directly through and no one can call. And I thought, oh, darn, I would call. And then you said, well, try it. And I thought, well, I'll try it. And I got through. And
I'm so glad you did, because thanks. 1 hour with Wynn and I together is measurable. All right.
We do like each other.
Right, Wynn.
Okay, so Troika, what we do at the end of the show is, you know, I've had all this communication with these group souls,
mm-hmm.
and they join me when I ask them to show up. They join me as an energy. So we do a little invocation to the light, and
okay.
So I'd like to invite you to join us.
Okay, love to.
And Don, and you can. While I'm doing this, if you want to add something, I'll give you an opportunity to do so.
Well, I'll just,
okay.
Germaine and I will just be sending the violet flame to everyone, the violet energy. So we'll add that to your...
Okay. So, Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person on the line right now, each person listening to us, and that any negativity be taken to the higher realms of light and dispersed for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of our galaxy through our bodies to the center of the Earth. And right at this moment, the three of us that are on the phone can expand to each other's energy fields and join our holograms on the other side. And at this moment, for everyone that's free willingly open to it, you can join us too. And we can have one group energy spread across the country and perhaps the world. And we invite the presence of those group soul energies to join with us. And at this moment, you can, some of you are feeling it. You're feeling that energy moving through your bodies. And that's real. That's really happening. And while we're in a group energy like this, we'd like to send this light to some of the trouble spots in the world for the highest good of all concerned, like the Middle East, like Washington, D.C., which is a trouble spot, to Mother Earth herself, right to the center of the Earth, gratitude for putting up with mankind, to the grid work of our planet, and to all those that we know, our families, our friends, that we could expand this light in, out towards, who are open to receive it. And on that note, we end another evening of the Don and Wynn Show with Trica St. Germain as our unofficial guest tonight. Trica, when is your show?
Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Pacific Time.
And what is your website?
AscensionSt.Germain.com.
And she has wonderful cosmetics that were actually formulated by St. Germain.
Uh-oh, we're heading into the Dr. Bell's hour, and even though we started about a minute late, we got to run. Trica, thank you. Trica, I love you. Thank you. You have been so wonderful. This is the first group energy. I had goose pimples all the way up and down my spine, front and back.
And Don?
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Trica.
Talk to you later.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye. Wynn?
Yeah.
Thank you for being my co-host. And folks, once again, forgive us for being a little late. We have the Dr. Fred Bell Health Science and Energy Show coming up right here in a few moments. So don't go away. Stick around. It only gets better at PBS Radio.